How's it going, guys? It's Robbie here with Daddy Daycare, where I am an unqualified male human being giving other males advice on how to date, love, and, you know, live life. So today I have a very special guest, one of my best friends. We've gone through a lot together. His name is Bruce Kazra. Bruce, how you doing?
Doing well, Robbie. Happy to be here.
Stoked you're here. Bruce, just tell me a little bit about yourself, what school you go to, and your experience with, like, dating apps and all that.
So I've always been a pretty social person, I would say. I didn't really get into dating as much until, I would say, after high school.
I remember that, because in high school, we were like, you know, we weren't nerds, but we would be playing Call of Duty.
Oh, yeah.
Every day.
That happened often. Yeah. No, so and when I first got Tinder, I honestly just thought it was some random app. I didn't think much of it. I didn't even realize the huge hype around it. I was just one of those people that bandwagon onto it. And it wasn't until I started hanging out with Robbie exclusively that Tinder was not just an app anymore.
It became a sport.
It became an absolute sport that we tried to beat each other at. And it became really intense. And I would say through the process of getting better at Tinder, it made me a better texter, and it actually improved my dating and social life.
Yeah, I really found that interesting, that, like, the more I used the app and the more I met with people, like, the more outgoing I became and the more...
Oh, yeah.
And it's also, like, you become very adaptive with other, like, all types of people, you know? Because I've met and talked with so many different types of girls, like, sometimes...
All over the place.
All over the place, so...
Quiet, shy, nerdy, outgoing, weird.
Outgoing, weird. Overly smart.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy...
I remember the first date I went on, the girl told me to meet her outside of a Starbucks, and I get to the Starbucks, and she's like, I'm on the way. I'm in the car for 45 minutes. No reply. I think she's ghosting.
It's like those moments where it's like, honey, I'll be ready in 5 minutes. It's like 5 years later.
I'll be there. You're just a skeleton.
You're a skeleton.
But yeah, and then finally she texts me. I'm about to leave, and she texts me, and she's like, I've been inside. And I was like, what? When'd you get here? And she's like, come inside.
Well, see, that's a lack of communication.
It was a lack. I tried. I put out my effort.
Okay.
Inside, and this girl is the weirdest person I've ever seen.
Yeah.
So it really discouraged me with Tinder, but
you gotta keep going with it.
It made me want to persist, and I think that's...
And speaking of persistence, love how you put that in there.
Yeah.
So all potential new members or members of Daddy Daycare, today we're going to be talking about a really important topic, and it's the difference between being persistent and or being, like,
needy.
Yeah. So there's a really fine line between the two, and it's important to understand when you're being which side, you know. So to begin with, persistence, that's just something we go by.
It's just important. Well, yeah, persist is our motto.
It's our motto. Basically what it's all about is, you know, you never give up on what you're going for. You know, you always have to continue trying, because if you're not trying, it's like you're basically giving up on yourself.
You have to be willing to fail in order to succeed.
Exactly.
And it's easy to say, but putting into practice is a very hard thing.
It is a very hard
thing. When the chips are stacked against you and you've talked to 3 or 4 girls who have all rejected you, it's really hard.
There have been nights where we were rejected at least 15 to 20 times.
Yeah. Definitely.
It got to the point where, like, we were like, we wouldn't even care, though.
Yeah. You reach a state of mind where it just becomes a game.
Yeah.
And I think your autopilot just kicks in, and you go for it no matter
and
what.
And at the end of the day, though, it doesn't matter about how many times you got rejected. If you find that one girl that you like and you share a connection with, that's worth those 20 rejections.
Oh, completely.
And you're never going to see those rejections ever again.
You won't even think about it. It's the rule of 20. For every 20 girls you talk to, you're mathematically most likely to get one.
Yeah.
And you have to get through those 20.
Mathematically, yeah.
Yeah, it's math. It's the beautiful thing. You have to get through 20.
And the most important thing with persistence is confidence. Believing in yourself, believing that, you know, you can achieve what you want to do. If you go to all 20 acting the same way, acting like you know you can't do it, of course you're not going to be able to.
Yeah, and that
but
just
if you confidently go up to 20 women, I guarantee you will at least get a number or a Snapchat or something from a girl, and you can, you know, like, go for it.
Yeah, and that confidence just comes with time. Most people always ask me, like, how, like, I'm not confident. Like, how do I keep going? How do you keep going up to these people? And I just say, you have to fake it. You have to fake it long
fake
enough.
Fake it till you make
till it. Till you actually make it. And that's a really true statement. You don't have to feel confident. You just have to pretend long enough to the point where you reach a certain level where you're comfortable. And all of a sudden, you have a base layer of confidence.
Especially with women. It's like, confidence isn't from, like, taking a pill or like, doing a certain formula or a certain plan every day. Confidence is literally just doing the same thing, talking to girls constantly, and not caring about... It's hard to not care, but to really just let go and be yourself, that is when confidence is, like, earned. When you literally can go up to anyone, say whatever you need to say on your mind, and that's it. And people love that.
Yeah. And one other aspect of that that really does help is once you realize that nobody gives a fuck, literally when nobody...
Everyone who's listening, this is the most important...
This is the most important.
We have, from years of Tinder, from going to LA on the weekends to party, to going on dates with girls, double dates, the number one thing that we have learned from all of this work is that nobody gives a shit. Nobody cares about anything. They don't care about you. They don't care about...
If you're in a crowded mall and you see a girl you like, and your first thought is, oh my God, what will other people think?
Nobody cares.
Nobody gives a crap, and that is the golden rule. That is your superpower.
That is what will help you become confident, because look at it this way, right? People have 30-second memory spans nowadays. Even if they see you do that, if they see you doing something embarrassing, they're going to forget completely about what you did in a minute.
Pretend you're in a vacuum when you want to walk up to these girls, because no one else around you will remember except you.
Exactly.
And that's all that matters.
Nobody gives a shit.
Yeah. It's an illusion.
It is a complete illusion.
And you just have to get past it. Now let me ask you, what do you think the difference is between being persistent and confident and being needy?
There we go. So see, now you're turning the questions on me.
There you go.
I like that. So... the thing about being persistent is when you're persistent, you're confident in yourself. You believe in yourself, and you know when to back off with when you're persistent. Because when you're persistent and you understand that it's not meant to be, because they're actually telling you it's not meant to be, then that's fine. But being needy, you're not confident in yourself. That's why you're needy. That's why you're constantly sending 5-6 texts to the girl that you want to talk to. Or constantly calling them. That's needy. And needy is... It's one of the most undesirable traits that a woman has for guys. Like, being needy basically means, like, you're not man enough or you're not confident enough to be with this girl.
And I think one really important fact is when you ask a girl to hang out, I wouldn't say, hey, let's go do this, and then if she says no, then not do it.
Yeah.
It'd be better to say, hey, I have a plan to do this. I'm already going to do it. Do you want to join me? And if they say no, say fuck it. I'm going to go do it anyway.
That's another important thing.
Don't deviate from what you're going to do. A confident person doesn't deviate just because someone else changes their mind.
Exactly.
That's an important fact.
It's also very important when you're... Yeah, like what you brought up, Bruce, is actually one of the biggest things is when you're making plans with a girl, girls like, you know, tampering with your plan. They like seeing... They test you. They want to see if you're going to agree with everything they say. But there's nothing more attractive to a girl when a guy lays down the law.
Oh, yeah.
When he's like, babe, or whatever you name, Becky.
Becky.
Look, we're going to go get a coffee, and I'm going to take you to an art gallery right after.
Yeah.
That's the plan. I want to pick you up at 6. How does that sound? And if she says no, like, makes an excuse or something like that, just be straight up and be like, okay.
No.
That's it. Don't even...
Don't push it.
Don't push it. She'll definitely come back.
Yeah. Because even if you think she's forgotten about you, you're living rent-free right in her head right there.
Exactly.
And she's going to think about you, and the next time you hit her up, she's going to be like, oh, shit, I shouldn't say no this time, because he's going to go do it without me. I don't want to feel excluded.
Yep.
I want to be included in this.
And to branch off of that, when you're talking about how you're living in her mind rent-free, keep in mind, guys, that everything you do with a girl, she remembers, right? She remembers everything. So the best thing...
Girls know everything.
The best thing that you can be around women... This is another one of the biggest rules that I've... That this is my rule book. Our rule book.
This is the rule book.
First one, nobody gives a damn. Second one, be mysterious. leave out start a sentence and end it midway.
Yeah.
Say things that make no sense.
Absolutely.
Because when you do these things, girls, they just can't understand what just happened. Mm. They'll keep thinking about you in their head. And the more they think about you, the more they'll just start to find like an attraction towards you.
Another thing, yeah, going off of that, guys who are not confident tend to put girls on a pedestal. Yes. And when you put them on the pedestal, you get nervous and you think that everything that you say has to be some magical sentence that's going to make them hypnotized and want to get with you immediately. If you literally lower that guard and say, I'm just going to say whatever I want to a degree, obviously, but say whatever you want, be weird. Just be yourself.
Hell, I told a girl once I just ate 4 burritos just to start a conversation.
You told a girl you crapped yourself.
I did. I literally
You opened a sentence with, I just crapped myself.
Yeah, I literally went up to a girl once. We were at a party.
And you guys dated for 2 years.
Yeah, and I thought she was really cute. And I just said, hey, I think I just shit myself. And she was so confused. But right after that, I just switched the topic.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And then she's thinking, what the hell just happened? Yeah. You know, but that's how you gotta play the game.
She's got 1,000 guys saying hi to her.
More than 1,000.
Hey, hey, hey. Constantly. Oh, hey, how
yeah,
you doing?
And you don't want to start a conversation with, hey, how's your night going? Hey, what's your major? What?
Yeah.
I don't want to know that right now.
Just be like, hey, you walk up to a girl, hey, listen, I just went through war to get here, okay?
Yeah.
I went through something crazy. And I need to tell someone about it. Literally just say, I need to like dump what's happened in my mind out in the world because I need you to hear it.
Literally say anything but a regular scripted question.
Give them an experience instead of just a statement.
Sell yourself.
Yeah.
Don't be that guy that every other guy is.
Yeah.
Because there is a million guys out there that could get with her, like, that want to get with her.
Yeah.
And she knows that. She's aware. Girls are aware.
And we acknowledge, me and Robbie, we're average dudes.
Yeah.
For the most part. We're not anything special.
Yeah, I'm not an Italian model off Giorgio Armani, but I pull my weight.
Yeah, I'm not sculpted. I get that. But you got to use what your advantages are, and you have to be able to play the game well.
Yeah, and a lot of people, a lot of guys think that humor is, like, one of the biggest things a guy can have in order to get a girl. But I feel like that's very overrated. Humor to... You don't want to be a clown.
Yeah.
You want to be the guy that is known as the one who just loves to live in the moment.
Definitely.
When a girl looks in your eyes, you got to be acting as if this is the only thing that matters right now.
Oh, yeah.
You are living right now. You're not thinking about something that's going on in the past or thinking about something that's going to happen in the future.
What was the thing you were saying about girls and F1 drivers?
Okay, yeah, so...
Why do girls like F1 drivers?
You guys should see the movie Rush. It's about...
directed by Ron Howard.
Ron Howard. It's a beautiful movie. It's about the rivalry of Niki Lauda and James Hunt. Great F1 sports drivers. And basically, there's a scene where James Hunt, he's like this... great-looking guy, long blonde hair.
Played by Chris Hemsworth.
Played by Chris Hemsworth.
So you already got the idea.
And he explains why girls are so infatuated with F1 drivers, and it's because they're always at the brink of death. F1 drivers are... Every time they hop in a car, they know they're gonna die, but that's what makes them so alive. And girls can sense that energy in them. They can sense that every minute could be their last minute, you know? They're celebrating, every time they spend with a girl, the girls feel like they're spending their last day with them, you know? And that's why they're so infatuated. And that's what guys should do. So don't be needy. Because when you're needy, it seems like you have 10 years that you want to spend with her. She doesn't want to think that.
Yeah.
If you're persistent and confident, she'll think, man, this is the day. This is the only day that we have.
This is all I have. And that's the thing. If you spend too much time with a girl and you put too much pressure on... That puts too much pressure on her...
Yes.
...to want to spend time with you. And then all of a sudden, girls get weird in that sense. They just say, oh, I don't want to see you right now. Oh, I don't want... They get reluctant to hang out with you.
She shouldn't be clamoring to want to hang out with you. Exactly.
She needs to be thinking, oh my God, when am I going to see him again?
Yes. She needs to crave to hang out. She needs to be like... When she's at a party with her friends, she needs to be thinking... I wish Robbie was here. I wish Bruce was here.
Yeah.
I wish he was here because I would have way more fun.
Yeah.
And when she sees another guy hit on her and he goes with the, hey, how's it going? What's your major?
No.
She's going to think of you. Every time. She's going to think, wow, he didn't say he just shit himself.
He didn't do any of this.
You know what I mean? So that's, you know, that's what I, that's my say on it.
Yeah. Like, no, I think it's really important. And it's just the reason, and F1 drivers are probably an extreme example because they literally live their life day to day.
Yeah.
So in their mind, talking to a girl is not a big deal because
they don't care.
They're literally dealing with life and death on a daily basis. Talking to a girl doesn't even compute as scary.
So this is where we can solve the issue for guys. Don't treat women as your main goal. Think of your life as you have something so big for you planned.
Yeah.
Have something planned for yourself so that talking to a girl means nothing.
Exactly. Exactly. And that comes with time and developing having multiple girls to talk to. If you have 3 or 4 girls to talk to, it takes a lot of pressure off of you when you're texting these girls.
It's not
easy. If one girl says no, you'll be like, fine, I'll just talk to someone else. And you have that, when you have that option, that opens it up. Another thing I want to close on is you have to make talking to girls just a part of your routine in life.
Yes.
It shouldn't be a stressful it shouldn't be a stressful thing like, oh God, I gotta go talk to this
girl.
Just when you're walking in, let's say you go to school, right? You're walking to the library, you see a cute girl in the library or in the standing in the cafe about to order coffee. Just ask her what's going on. Just say, hey, what's the best coffee here? Just make small conversations and eventually it'll build up to something more and you'll get better at it.
And for the boys that are struggling, I really suggest find a girl to be your best friend. Find a girl that's just a friend, you know? It doesn't have to be sexual. It doesn't have to be, you know, any type of romantic interest. Just a girl that's a friend that can guide you.
Yeah.
When you have a girl that's a friend and you keep talking to her, that builds your confidence in women in general.
Huge.
Because you start to learn how girls are.
Yeah.
And girls are simpler than us in ways,
yeah.
You know, that we don't think about. But that's the main thing. So, you know, this podcast is getting pretty long, so we're going to have to cut it.
We'll close it, yeah.
You know, I hope you guys took something away very important from this podcast is believe in yourself, sell yourself, and live every day like it's the last day. Because you never know, actually, really. So
bring out your inner F1 driver.
Bring out your inner Niki Lauda, James Hunt.
Yeah.
And just hop in that F1 car and go 300 kilometers per hour because who cares?
And realize that you're in a vacuum.
You are.
It's never as important as you make it out to
Think
be.
Think of it as this. You're in a ball spinning at almost thousands of miles per hour in the middle of a galaxy that we have no clue about. Speaking to a girl means nothing.
Yeah.
And we're going to end it at that.
All right, we're going to...
Thanks, Briss. My boy,
you,
always a great time. I'm going to have you more on the show.
Yeah, man, love
but
to come back.
Thanks for tuning in, guys. Next episode, we're going to have Von A and Megan on, and we're going to get the girls' insight on this. So
that'd be helpful.
Briss, any last things you got to say?
Just stay toasty out there.
That's the worst way to end it. All right, take care, guys.